Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our daily blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. Have you ever found a recipe online that sounded delicious, but despite your best efforts, didn't turn out when you attempted to make it? Chances are you were missing a key ingredient or a vital step in the process needed to bring all the flavors together. Oftentimes, this is our experience with the Bible. We desire meaningful connection that we see others experience with God's word and the dramatic outcomes of the Bible characters. Yet, despite our best efforts, we simply don't get similar results. Why? The Bible is divinely inspired word designed to give us direction and purpose for our life. The Bible is also God's living word, meaning it's as relevant and meaningful now as it was when God originally spoke to its authors. This means that if we, the readers, truly let the Bible's message sink into our hearts and minds, it will meet us wherever we are in life. It shows us who God is and who we are. It transforms our hearts. It makes sense of our fallen world, helping us discern what is of God and what is of man. And it can cut to the heart of any matter we are facing in life. So we shouldn't just read God's word, we should let Word of God speak to us. The key ingredient in making the Bible truly come alive for us is faith. It makes everything taste great. Faith activates God's word. If we read the Bible without faith, then we are reading just words on a page. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5, "So that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power." Remember, my friends, fear pleases our adversary. Pride pleases ourselves. It is faith that pleases God. Shall we pray? Faithful God, we ascribe to you the glory that is due unto your name. Be magnified and glorified in our midst. Help us to live by faith and not just by sight. We pray, Holy Spirit, that our spiritual eyes be opened to see you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.